Hello, everybody. Okay, this is Monday evening already. And, starting a week here. It's nice weather, pretty much. Very springy weather. But tomorrow afternoon or evening, it's supposed to change dramatically. And we're supposed to get winter again for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So it should be snowing all over the mountains around us. I don't know. I haven't looked at too much more detail, but that's what they're announcing anyway. But today was good, and tomorrow morning is to be good. So several of us were up at the farmhouse working on things to get things as ready as possible up at the farmhouse for the upcoming activities. Even though at this point we got to trudge up in boots or at least rough shoes because you can't drive close to the farmhouse. So a little bit more about that later. We had excellent services yesterday, great services, and just a good spirit and good teaching, good people serving and testimonies and teaching and serving in the kitchens and just you know, a whole crew of believers growing and serving the Lord. So that's good. In the service, in the main preaching, I've been going through a series on called The Revelation. And the first seven messages were on the revelation of God in the Old Testament and the New, and just an overview of the Old and New, the timeline, the order of events, the way things are connected, just with views of helping new believers or really those who have been saved for a long time but maybe just haven't tied everything together. And I think it's been very helpful, judging by the comments and by the feedback. So, but then the last three messages we started looking at, okay, so the revelation of God, how he reveals himself, what does he reveal about himself? First of all, how does he reveal himself? And we saw that he reveals himself with through angels, through visions, through dreams, through the mouth of a donkey, and of course through prophets, both when they speak just spoke directly, but also when they wrote down prophecies, and ultimately his revelation was through the scriptures, and the other ones really depend on that one. So we dealt with that for a few weeks, but then we've been looking at, first of all, omnipotence, the omnipotence of God. He reveals himself as being omnipotent. Then last week it was omniscient. And these are just, you know, when you stop to think about these doctrines, they're absolutely fascinating, absolutely mind-boggling in the implications and the practicality of these theoretical, you know, heavy duty doctrines, so to speak, of God. And yesterday we saw his omnipresence and just the way the scriptures reveal it. And that's what the series is, Revelation, the way God reveals this doctrine of his omnipresence is beautiful, an absolute masterpiece how he does that. So I've had a lot of fun, and I think the people have been very strengthened and enlightened by it. So praising the Lord for that. We've had a number of people saved. I mentioned some last week, and then this week, Mimi led one of our young girls to the Lord. Young, I say, she's a young teenager, and just had grown up in the church, but was showing some signs of just some attitudes that weren't right. And so Mimi talked with her and found her very open, and she immediately went, spoke to her mom, and just showed some good signs of having really given her heart to the Lord. So that was exciting. And then Madeline led a neighbor to the Lord. She'd been witnessing to for years and years. So yeah, four or five. And Juan is actually today dealing with one of the men who visited the last couple of weeks. All tangled up in relationships back in another old country and here, and just the biggest mess of life, you know. But, you know, the bottom line fundamental need is the need for Christ. And then after that, you start tackling the rest, you know. So we'll see how that went. And then most of you know that I had that chat with David online yesterday and had continued to get a lot of good feedback from that about it. I thought it went very well. Just a simple chat, really, asking him questions about his trip to Poland with the other three pastors. And I think it was very interesting for a lot because it's so different than normal. A normal trip and what normally happens here. So it was out of the ordinary, and I think it was very good. And you have the link, the permalink. You can watch it any time you want. It is a little long. It's about, I trimmed it down. I think it's about 40 minutes or so. Anyway, okay. Then we are preparing for the apologetics retreat coming up in 3 weeks. So really appreciate your prayers for that. We so dearly want to see those machines come in and clear up the road so we can get up there. We can get the supplies and drive up to the farmhouse. But, I mean, the days are going by and it's just not happening. And, you know, I'm just not going to go pester them. I never have done that. And the Lord's always come through in his own time. And that's just the way we're going to do it, but it's hard to wait. It's hard to just, you know, day after day see nothing happening on that road and on all the mud. So if you would pray with us that maybe that could still happen in the next couple of weeks, at least clear the road that washed out, fix that up so that we can get to the green gate at least. So there is some interest in the apologetics. I know there's some people signing up already, and we know that it has a pretty strong appeal because it's, you know, it's going for young adults in the work world and in the study in universities, and we're just addressing issues that they're facing in a highly secular, really pagan world scene. So, okay, well, this has gotten a little long, so I'll let it go. If you have any questions, answer or ask me about, you know, links or whatever from the different interviews and whatnot, and look forward to hearing from you. God bless you. Goodbye. Oh, yes, I forgot to reference that picture. The map there shows the trip that David made with the three pastors. His part, like it says, I believe there was like 22, 23 hours of driving. But the guys that met him, the three pastors, came from southern Spain. So they added another 6 or 7 hours to theirs. So theirs was a bit longer than David's. But that was the way he went through France and Germany and Czechia, I think they call it, and up into Poland.